Welcome to the Dollars and Cents podcast. This is your host, Simaira, and this is the 100th episode. And I just want to thank each and every one of you who have listened to me since day one, or who have joined in halfway. I want to thank you all for listening. Thank you all for because the more you guys listen, the more the algorithm shows my podcast to a lot of people. So to my listeners out there, I just want to thank you all. This is the 100th episode. I will still record episodes. I do not intend to stop. I can intend to create more content because this is something that I'm passionate about. Now, I don't have a lot of listeners, but for you few who have been with me, for those who have joined recently, I want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart. This is the 100th episode. I just checked the markets today, and the markets are looking pretty good. They've opened pretty strong today. And despite yesterday's announcement by the Fed to increase interest rates, the markets are looking quite good. And you know, I believe the Fed will keep interest rates at a higher level to curb inflation. I believe we are at the top of the cycle right now, where we are approaching the top, and we're at the top. And next year, like I mentioned in the previous episode, it's an election, so most likely the Fed will decrease rates. They have to stimulate the economy because of the election, presidential election in the United States. It's a big, big event. And around the world, China, where I'm currently living right now in Beijing, the economy is not as vibrant as it once was 4 or 5 years ago, mainly because of the lockdown and the COVID. Analysts believe, I also thought that, you know, in the beginning when they opened China, that, you know, we were going to see the economic growth pick up again, but the opposite is true, because I think investors now are afraid of China. Because of the old COVID situation, most investors, especially in developed countries, are not optimistic about investing in China. But nevertheless, when no one wants to invest in a market, there's a lot of mispricing and there's a lot of opportunity. So if you're an investor and if you're not afraid, I mean, look, if no one wants to buy an asset, prices go down. So I believe there will be a lot of inefficiency in the markets in China and around Asia and around the world as a whole. In the US, I believe that you won't find any bargains there, especially for value investors. And for macro investors, I believe from my research, interest rates are high, so bonds are really, really attractive right now in the States. And every central bank is increasing interest rates, except China, because China took on a lot of debt during the lockdown. But the good thing is that debt is internal, so it's manageable. They can spread it out. And, you know, AI stocks, Intel. I just wrote an article. I have a new newsletter. If you guys want to subscribe to my newsletter, you guys can find me on LinkedIn. It's Simaira Mo. I haven't purchased a domain for my newsletter yet, but it's on Substack. And if you guys want to subscribe to my newsletter, you guys can go to LinkedIn. Simaira Mo, equity analyst, is the title of my is my title. And then you will see my newsletters. The recent newsletters, at the end of the newsletters, I've embedded a link to my Substack. The LinkedIn newsletter has a link. The recent newsletters that I just published has a link to my Substack newsletter. You can subscribe. I wrote an article about Intel's rebound. The article was in response to an article in, I think, Wall Street Journal yesterday about Intel's second quarter profits. So I think AI as a whole have, you know, has pushed the market up in the States. And you know, China AI is not as popular. It is popular, but because of the restriction of chips by the United States, the advancement of AI here is stagnant right now. So all the advancement is in the United States. United States has a huge advantage in that, and one of the largest chip makers in the world, Intel as well, manufacturers, producers, has seen its second quarter rebounded, the profits rebounded. Even though analysts thought that the profits were gonna go down, the profits rebounded. It had a good comeback. So the old sector, the old AI, I believe AI is in a hype cycle right now, and the technology is not as advanced as we would like to think, or what most people are making it out to be. It's not as advanced as yet. It does help, but it will not replace. If you look at it, it will not replace a lot of white collar jobs. It's still a bit clunky. The copy, even copywriters and white collar jobs, are not going to be replaced by AI, as people speculated in the beginning of the year when ChatGPT came out. So, all in all, I believe in the long term growth of AI, and that is a technology that is going to dramatically, and it has been dramatically changing people's lives. And it will. It is like what internet was back in the 1990s. That's how how AI will impact the world. Right now, it's in its hype cycle. It is not like NFTs and all this crypto. These things have no utility at all. Like, they have no value at all. They're just speculative. It's like the tulip mania. Tulip mania was a speculation that occurred, you know, hundreds of years ago, and that's what happened with NFTs. I'm sorry some of you believe in NFTs, but I really do not believe in, you know, NFT and all of these things that are online, and especially in the meta universe and all these things. They were just really, really hyped up. But AI, ChatGPT, these models, they do have very, very real world applications compared to the metaverse and the Web 3.0 and NFTs. Those things they're gonna go 100%. I don't believe in them, but I do believe AI has real utility and has real use, and it will need people who are skilled in those areas. You know, the market is gonna need those skills, especially those who can use it effectively. That is all. I want to thank you all again for this episode, and see you all in the next episode.